The sky is not falling, at least not yet. This is Jav Parrish. You remember the panic. It started in Al Gore's 2000 presidential campaign with ominous warnings of what would happen if George W. Bush were allowed to pick the next one, two, or three U.S. Supreme Court justices. Then, when, remarkably, no such opportunities arose in Bush's first term, opponent John Kerry sounded exactly the same warnings the second time around. They didn't work for him, either. Now, with Justice Sandra Day O'Connor having announced her retirement, and frail Chief Justice William Rehnquist back in the hospital, the moment is finally upon us. And the surprise is that the spectacular partisan showdown so many people seem to expect isn't materializing. Instead, there seems to be a concerted effort on all sides, the White House and the leadership of both parties in the Senate, to avoid that sort of confrontation. Early this week, Bush met with the four leading members of the two parties, Bill Frist, Harry Reid, and the party heads of the Senate Judiciary Committee, in an advice session for the nomination that had all parties involved cooing all the right words afterwards. On Thursday, the Gang of 14, the seven Democrats and seven Republicans whose compromise averted a showdown in the Senate's use of the filibuster, met to review their goals of averting such a showdown in the Supreme Court. It seems they needn't worry. Most leading Democrats have already said that, barring a truly extreme nomination, such a tactic is off the table. So far, speculation has centered on fairly moderate names, particularly Alberto Gonzalez, Bush's attorney general, and old Texas compatriot. Gonzalez offers somebody Bush trusts who would be reliably conservative and who's relatively young, under 50, reportedly an important consideration. He's notorious for, as White House counsel in Bush's first term, having authored some truly horrific opinions on the use of torture and the non-applicability of the Geneva Conventions, but in terms of Gonzalez's record on the bench in Texas and his stance on key issues like Roe v. Wade, he's actually much less of an ideologue than somebody like Clarence Thomas, the justice Bush has repeatedly cited as a model for what he would like on the Supreme Court. With Rehnquist clearly unlikely to last long, and other potential retirements in the wings as well, Bush can afford to put off any nomination that would ensure a bruising fight. The White House has said it would like Bush's nomination confirmed by early October, a timeline that would be impossible to achieve with any kind of controversial nomination. Of course, Democrats may also be willing to grant Bush a lot of slack in what they consider acceptable, too. If history is any guide, the nomination is likely to come out of left field, and with an emphasis on a younger nominee and the possibility of calling the person from outside the federal district circuitry, that person may not have much of a record to parse. The timing is also not good for the White House to offer up a strongly ideological nominee. With the lowest poll numbers of his presidency, a war going badly in Iraq, and his domestic priority of Social Security reform having gone off the rails, Bush doesn't have a lot of political capital to call in, and he won't want to risk endangering the prospects of Republicans for midterm 2006 elections by offering up a more extreme nominee. Similarly, Democrats, stung by previous charges of judicial obstructionism, aren't particularly anxious to put up a fight if they can plausibly avoid one. All of these factors suggest that the apocalyptic battle many had braced themselves for simply isn't going to materialize. Opponents of Roe v. Wade have already reportedly reconciled themselves in the new court with trying to chip away at abortion rights rather than mounting a direct onslaught. With the 8th District Court having overturned Congress's 2003 ban on so-called partial birth abortions, the Supreme Court will almost certainly be facing the issue in the next term. For the moment, anyway, there's a good chance that the center will hold. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Jav Parrish.